Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Ryan Fraser.
This is Troy Deeney.
This is Gus Boyett.
This is Don Hutchison.
This is Jurgen Klopp, and you're listening to The Big Interview with Graham Hunter.
Thank you, Jurgen. I travel to all these interviews from Barcelona, and our socios, our beloved members, keep us on the road. This independent podcast wouldn't happen without them. Please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter right now to join us, to become a socio, and to get every interview we produce without adverts and before it goes out on the main feed, plus lots of bonus content, including the chance to put questions to our guests and to me via the monthly Q&A. So do please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter and join the club and get your family and friends to do so. Maybe even strangers in the street. Love you. Welcome to the Big Interview Icons series, where we attempt to shine a light on a legend whose name has lit up some of the conversations I've had with my guests over the years of the Big Interview. This episode focuses on Paul Scholes. Scholes is somebody who you didn't have to be a Manchester United fan to appreciate, because his use of the ball was exceptional. The strange thing is that in a generation where Lampard and Beckham and Gerrard and Hargreaves were all available to England, it was Scholes who was, if not unappreciated, misused. Look at the number of caps he's had. It's ridiculous. Then if you speak to fellow pros, particularly after his career, they dote on him. Those who were in the training ground said that he was a menace if you dropped your guard at all, because he could ping the ball off your head or indeed any part of your body from about 70 yards. Darren Fletcher once told us about a keepy-uppy match Veron and Scholes had in the dressing room, and thinking to himself, look at those skills in this tight space. If that's the standard, I'll never get in the team. He's become an, how would you say it, odd football pundit in his post-career. But there's no getting away from the fact that he had a golden talent. And whether you appreciated Schmeichel or Giggs or Cantona or Beckham or Bruce or, I really don't care. For me, it was Keane. Whoever you appreciated from those golden eras recently of Manchester United under Alex Ferguson, you'll be a strange person if Paul Scholes isn't high on your list. For us, Michael Carrick is going to describe how when he arrived at Manchester United, he was slated for passing to Scholesy too often. But as he points out, why wouldn't you utilise the talents of one of England's greatest ever players? Another former Old Trafford teammate, Owen Hargreaves, rated Paul Scholes so highly, not least his match intelligence, that he places him in the pantheon of true footballing greats alongside Cristiano Ronaldo and Zinedine Zidane. Darren Fletcher explains that Paul was technically one of the best players of all time, so much so that the Scottish legend had to redefine his own role as a midfielder at Manchester United. And for his part, finally, Quinton Fortune was in awe of Scholes, especially when he arrived at Old Trafford. And Quinton recalls being mesmerised by him during the now famous box training drill. He believes that Scholes taught World Cup winner Paul Pogba everything he knows. Look, it's the Icon series, this time it's Paul Scholes, but the guests, they're great as usual. Enjoy. If you do, tell a friend.
I suppose for all the gifted footballers you've played with, you maybe wouldn't swap one of them. But if you're Busquets and you've regularly played with Iniesta and Xavi on either side, for a player in that position, in your position, what does it give you when you've got guys of that genius around you? Do you self-sacrifice to say, not only am I going to choose the right option, but I'm going to let them play because that's good for the team?
Oh, 100%, mate. For me, yeah, 100%. I mean, I got a lot of stick in my early time here when I first came for passing to Scholesy too much, and I wasn't playing my game and I wasn't saying what I was doing for Tottenham, and I was probably the player that was on the ball the most and trying to create things and trying to, you know, play more imaginative passes maybe, or risky passes and longer passes and stuff. But I got United and I had Scholesy next to me. Why wouldn't you use Scholesy? Yeah, people were saying that I was taking the easy option and giving it to Scholesy, but why wouldn't you give it to Paul Scholes if you can give it to Paul Scholes? And so that's the way I see it. I was trying to bring out the, you know, give it to Scholesy, and that was best for the team. Of course, yeah, it wasn't just about me giving it to Scholesy all the time, but I think I had that appreciation that, you know, his, what he wanted and his strengths, and that's how I saw it. It wasn't a case of I've got to step up and be something else because I'm to overshadow them because I'm playing with great players. It was a case of I'm stepping into this team to try and make the team better, and by that I wanted to play to their strengths.
Well, I'm going to embarrass you a little bit, not deliberately, but we've all got egos, so it's a very easy decision to say, well, you know, for a couple of times I want to keep the ball and try and do something with it, yeah, because we like the approval, yeah, of, but also it takes what you talked about earlier about Ollie, about Rio, yourself, but thinking enough to analyse and know what the team needs so you can say, well, if I'm going to give it to whoever it might be, whether it's Roy or whether it's Scholes or Giggs or whoever's around in that instance, it's because I'm making a choice for the team. And you have to think about that choice because you're certainly not giving it away because you don't want it. You actually, in your case, I bet you wanted to use the bit more.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, everyone would love to do something, grab the headlines and... not so much grab the headlines, but do something, you know, really special, win the game for the team, for the lads, you know, and do something like that. But for me, that was my feeling of this is the best way to do it. And I had Cristiano on the right and I had Wayne in front of me and Scholesy next to me, sort of the position we played that year. And so, yeah, give the ball to them as much as possible.
Sponsors who are Bet365, and they've sent us in a question which is for you, and it's one that bridges England, Bayern Munich, Calgary, if you want, was it the Foothills,
yeah,
Calgary Foothills, Manchester United. So the guys at Bet365 want to know, Owen, who is the best footballer in your personal assessment that you ever played with or against?
I mean, it's difficult because it's like, how do you compare Paul Scholes and Cristiano Ronaldo?
You know, personal preference.
You know, one is 6'2" and quick and can go both ways and you know, and headers and all that. And Scholesy is just this genius of a brain that is two steps ahead of everyone else, that really physically, with the attributes he had, probably shouldn't have been able to dominate football games like he did. Cristiano was abnormal because, you know, physically he had so many dominant traits where he was big and strong and quick, could both ways, free kicks, corners, everything. Scholesy was just a player's player, you know. He was just, sometimes I used to laugh, it was so easy for him, you know, because he was just so gifted. But I remember playing against Zidane. I always loved Zidane, and then playing against him at Real Madrid with Bayern and stuff. You know, I love playing against them. And you'd never tell your heroes that they're your heroes, you know. So you, in the end, you've got to compete against them. But what struck me about it, he was so quiet when you went around him. You could just hear him breathe. That was it. You know, he didn't really talk much, but he was just such a genius. So there's different levels of genius. Scholesy and Zidane were kind of mentally, you know, ahead. And Cristiano, you see, those guys are like the old Ronaldo. You know, when you're that quick and that powerful and that explosive, it's virtually impossible to stop. Whereas those guys were sharp with their brain.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To find a role for yourself in the team, you know, Manchester United, I learned very quickly that I came into the team as a right winger, mm-hmm. which I'm not a right winger, but I had to do a job for the team, which mm-hmm. I did. Then eventually I started to play in central midfield, and I looked to the side of me and you got Roy Keane and Paul Scholes. Roy Keane controlled the midfield. He was the boss of the midfield. So I knew that. Scholes is technically one of the best players of all time, so you got them too. So I realised quickly, well, I'm going to have to be the legs of this team. I'm going to have to be the water carrier. I'm going to have to be the one who will set a tempo and get the ball back and drag opponents away to let those two play. And then I've got Ronaldo outside me. We want Ronaldo to attack. So if he doesn't track his fullback, I'm going to be the first one over there to do it, to win the ball back and give it to Ronaldo. So I learned very quickly that my physical and stopping opposition and setting a tempo in a match was going to be very important if I wanted to have a long career at Manchester United. And playing against those players every day in training gave me the practice to do that. And that's not me saying I'm not a good football player. I believe I was a good football player, but you've got to look around you and realise, yeah, I'm not as good as him as that, not as good as him as that, but I can do this. And all of a sudden I've gone from somebody who I didn't really think was a great tackler or who loved to play midfield and get on the ball. And if you looked at me in any of my younger games, you know, I'm the one almost was like be the more of the one who got on the ball, and I'd have people around me to do that sort of thing. But very quickly I realised that I'm playing in midfield beside two of the best midfielders of all time, and one of probably the most technical of all time, Paul Scholes, and Roy Keane, the most dominant midfield player. So you have to do other things that, not that they've not got, that allows them to do what they can do, and there's no denying that Roy was a little bit older and Scholes, we needed energy in the team, and I was the one to get in. To go on again, I feel English teams did well in Europe when they played at a high tempo, yeah. And Sir Alex used to speak about it, and I was the trigger for the high tempo. I was the one who was the first one in the midfield. I was the one who was going to try and start that tempo, mm-hmm. where it'd be to go and press someone really quickly and highly and to get about people. And when we played at that tempo, we felt we could beat the technically maybe superior teams in the Champions League.
Because teams like that might be overwhelmed. They literally didn't have time to think or do the things that were normal to them. And then they didn't have another game if you were on them that intelligently and that quickly. Is that a correct summation?
And because we didn't feel that they played at that tempo week in, week out.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to turn it on and off.
I've got no apologies to make about praising you, because the reason that I asked you to come on the big interview is that apart from liking you, I admire you. So it's my contention, seriously, that had you not played next to Scholes for so long, I think you'd have been better recognised as a passer. So I think you have a terrific technique, but also a brain for knowing where the ball should go. Not just where can I put it, and it'll look good, or it might free him. I think you're very strategic at your pass. You remind me of Busquets. I've said that to you before, and I mean it. It's meant as a compliment. Maybe you prefer Redondo, I don't know. But I genuinely think that that's something that is under recognised in your career.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think I was a good passer. I still think I'm a very good passer of the ball. But you know, you're talking about the levels of Roy Keane was one of the best passers of the ball I ever seen. And then you got Paul Scholes, who probably off the back maybe got recognised even more for his control in the game abilities when Roy moved on. because Roy controlled the midfield. Scholesy then was the one who got forward and got goals and used his technique higher up the pitch.
Do you know what you're describing there? If Scholes was a better passer, or was he? If he was, what made him a better passer than Roy? If he wasn't, why is his name sacred in terms of an Englishman who could use the ball compared to Roy?
Scholesy is a master, though. Scholesy had the unbelievable football brain. Scholesy could pass it 5 yards, 10 yards, 30, 60.
Did he have a bigger range of passing?
Bigger range of passing, okay. Yeah, definitely. I think that was maybe more what I was trying. Maybe trying, yeah, Scholesy's range of passing from 5 to 10 to control in the game, to little flicks around the corner and things like that. But I still think that Roy's was very, very underrated.
Did you ever fail to pay attention in training one day and get the ball off your head from Scholes from 50 yards away, which famously he did? Or was he scared of you?
No, I was. I never. Always made sure I went to the toilet before I got to the training pitch. No, he was famous for it, you know. But that's the level of Paul. That's what he did. You know, he's an unbelievable player. Played with so many unbelievable players that he does stand out as probably the most all round special.
United use boxes, but it's known around the world now as the rondos.
Yeah.
The concept's the same, but it's not a circle, it's a box. And there were grades of boxes at United, weren't there? There was the elite
senior box,
and you said go in the middle. But just describe that. Just that, you know, what was the level of boxes, who played where, and what didn't he want to do when you say he didn't want to go in the box? Describe that.
Well, you get the box with, obviously you get Giggsy, Scholesy, Roy Keane, the senior players at that time, and then you get our box, the so-called youngers, and a few foreigners, and it's two players in the middle, and it's 10 by 10. And when you go in the middle and at the box at United at that time, it could be a while before you get out. And that's what this is, the simple things. And that's when I'm doing my coaching badges now, and then I have the opportunity to coach some players. I say to them, this is part of the game, this is part of training. Yes, we have fun, but this is what you do. This is when you watch Scholesy, they're fizzing at the ball. When I arrived at United, I was watching them, I was thinking, what is going on here? What's David Beckham? This is Roy Keane, Dwight York, Andy Cole, one touch football. But then we move into possession game, they were doing exactly the same, and you wonder, like, oh, because they started exactly there in that mentality. I'm not going to the middle, I'm not going to give a ball away. And this is what I try to encourage players. It's something small, but you have to train your mind, like the way you touch it, that small touch, it can fizz into you, taking the pace of it. Scholesy was ridiculous. I mean, he was probably the best I've seen.
When the game's in the balance, France-Croatia, that pass that Pogba makes, that right foot volley, it's just...
That's Scholesy.
Yeah.
Now, I love Pogba, but there was a period Scholesy came to train us with our under-21s when he retired. And that's probably the best education I would think any under-21 players got, because they had Pogba, they had Adnan Januzaj, they had Ravel, and all these players got to play with Scholesy, and to see him firsthand, the movement, the touch, it's the best education.
That was a Scholes pass that Pogba made.
Yeah, it's Scholesy all day long.
Yeah.
This is from watching Scholesy, this is from being around the training ground. I'm sure Bogba's got it in his locker to do that, but he saw it in training. When once you see stuff, you're in that environment, okay, let's try that part, let's practice this. I'm not saying he couldn't do that, but from watching Scholesy, he saw that every day.
I know you always tell the truth, but did Scholesy really see passes 2 minutes before you did?
Yeah.
You told that anecdote,
honestly, he killed me that day in training. I just remember doing a pass and Gwynny, yeah, Scholesy. See that pass? Yeah. I saw 2 minutes ago. I was like, because I thought he was going to say something. He's just like, wow. But the guy was just, it was a joy. And like I said, for these young players like Paul Pogba, them at that time around Scholesy, and Scholesy is probably one of his biggest fans. So when people see this quote about Scholesy, he knows what he's capable of doing.
And wants more from him.
He wants more from him because he knows he's got more to give.
And now we could talk about whether, I don't know, people, including Wayne, might not want blue haircuts in the Manchester Derby and so on, but that's another subject for another day.
No, but it's unnecessary, because it's not Manchester United. I know the times have changed, but at Manchester United it was all about you play your football, that's it. No, all this other stuff. Scorsese was the best. Scorsese came in, trained, was amazing, played his game, boom, gone home. That's what the manager wanted. Compete every day. Roy Keane kept keep the standards. And the rest of the stuff, all that money and all that stuff that comes with it, will take care of itself. Once you take care of the football part, people can say whatever they want.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview. It's produced by me, which sounds egotistical, but it's also true, Graham Hunter, and Back Page. Our music is by Beer Jacket, who else? Editing by Charlie McGarry. Thank you to our hosts at Acast and our loyal sponsors at Bet365. We're also supported by our socios. Find out how to become a socio, how to support us at patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Here endeth the lesson.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.